Oh my God, Jen, this guy, he is to die for. Tall with dark hair, blue eyes, almost clear. I noticed him because his skin seemed to shimmer. Yeah, I know, but it did. Swear to God, it was at that club, the one in the village called Retinal Fetish, like 2 in the morning. Yeah, I know. My parents thought it was over at Becca's. My dad, he doesn't give a shit what I do anyways. You want to hear the story or not? Okay. So, I noticed him as soon as I walked into the club. No problems with a fake ID. He was sitting at the bar alone, and I thought he was just gorgeous. His pale skin glowing under the backlight is what did it. He looked like a vampire. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? Yeah, you sound like my mom. It took me like an hour, but I finally went up to him. Yeah, I was so nervous, but I couldn't take my eyes off of him. After what happened with Trevor, you know, I just felt like I needed to do something, you know? So, I went over. I tried really hard to be like super casual, and I bought a drink at the bar right next to him, and I could feel his eyes boring into me, but I sipped my wine and tried to play cool, but inside I was like, here I am, talk to me. Finally, he did. Jen, it was like one of those perfect romantic conversations that you only see in the movies. His name is Brandt. He is so smart. I could just listen to him forever. We couldn't take our eyes off each other, and I was staring at him thinking, I'm yours. That's why when he said, and it sort of scared me, okay, it kind of freaked me out, actually. He was like, you're so beautiful, I want to drink your blood. Kinky, right? I brushed away all the fear, but you know, it's just like, it was fear of him, fear of closeness, fear of how things were happening so fast. And I swallowed all of that down and I said, sure, I'm seeing him tonight.